Welcome to the center of Death Valley.
This is, of course, John.
You should try not to be part of the synchronization.
It was
you were just like off by like half a beat. It was really bad. I could hear it. We were saying it, and then you were saying it after us.
It's like an SNL Christmas.
Oh God, yes. Hi, I'm Dave.
That couple who like they were so out of sync. It was so bad. I'm Amy.
And this is, of course, the Devil's Advocate's legally distinct podcast and variety show. As I am getting ready to take a fat dab of coyote weed.
We have got a guest Muppet this week.
Yes. Amy's back.
I was briefly a crow, and then I came back as a Muppet.
We were all crows once.
Yeah.
That's what we have in common in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We all go, ah, 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 and that too.
Together we make a murder.
Mm-hmm.
Ow! I just murdered myself, man.
John is actually murdered.
I murdered my fucking...
It's not John anymore. He's knocked in the shaggy already.
Oh, I murdered my thrussy.
You haven't been listening to the podcast, have you?
No. No, I've been a crow. I've been flying around.
I gotta punish you with forced listening.
Okay.
You gotta watch the last two seasons?
Two seasons?
Three? Well, what was the last episode you watched?
I don't know. See, the thing is, whenever John edits a podcast, I listen to some of them. So, like, I don't remember the last one, though. I want to listen to the one y'all did the other day.
About Alex Jones and Joe Rogan?
Well, no.
Those ones are always bad. You shouldn't listen to that. The last one was especially bad.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all looked really sad afterwards. Very sad. Audience, they just came in and were depressed.
Oh, that was the TikTok episode.
Yeah.
That was a depressing one.
Yeah. Which is fair.
And we also started off by me talking about how I have been getting videos in my YouTube Shorts feed from the Russian-Ukrainian war, but for some reason they're set to wacky music. I don't understand why. Like, yakety sax.
Why would they do that? Why?
I don't know.
What?
It's
Russian propaganda.
Propaganda, probably from the Russian side, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
Come on, it's weird that if the Ukrainians are making comedy of their successes.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I really don't know, but it's very strange. Yeah, people getting bombed with
drones.
With drones to wacky music.
So what have you been up to?
I've just been doing crow research, and that's been my whole life, really.
Tell us about your research. What have you been researching?
So, I have been...
Remember pseudonyms.
Yeah. I've been studying the groundwater in legally distinct Arizona.
Oh.
And so, whether or not we're running out, which...
We are?
Yeah, we are.
But that's no surprise.
No. Legally distinct Arizona is one of the few places that actually, like, has areas that limit pumping of groundwater and from wells.
Like Phoenix?
Yeah, but the
around
thing
Phoenix,
is...
Around Phoenix, rather?
Yeah, it, like, so...
What was it? Legally distinct Mesa turned off their water recently and have been bringing it in from out of state?
Yep, because legally distinct Colorado River is running really dry, so we're all trying to
maybe this water in legally distinct California that's been falling will help the problem.
Hopefully, yeah.
There's been a lot of it. There's been an unusual amount of it.
You know why, right?
What?
We're having an actual scientific fucking conversation, and you're here to fucking ruin it.
Hold on. Is it the globalists?
Damn, no, it's Ryan's the globalists.
No. It's
their heart facilities or the. You know,
Amy, give me the gun.
The weather control.
Give me the gun.
The gun.
Get the fucking
weather control.
I lost the gun. I Give me the gun.
Give me the gun! I hate it when he does this!
Oh my god, I have to go find it.
You think bullets can kill me? I'm yes. Alex Jones.
Yes, I do.
What if we bury him?
I had a bunch of Alpha Green Plus cock enhancement before I came here.
Like, but like, keep his head up, and so the ants will come eat him.
You know, and outside of these recordings, he says, "Oh, I want to do serious episodes with Amy talking about the science with her and not fuck around." And here he is.
You know, he does this with me too.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to talk. I want to hear about your job. I really want to know what you do. No, he doesn't.
Of course I do. I want to know all about the weather control facilities.
The weather control facilities.
The HARP facilities.
So I don't study that audience. And also, that's not real.
And the CERN, super quiet.
Oh my god! But yeah, so that's one of the things I study recently.
So tell me about water on Mars.
Water on Mars.
You sent me a picture of what it would look like.
That was so cool. So that wasn't really talking too much about water. So I went to a conference that. One of the students was using AI and satellite images of Mars to map all the different climate regions. So on Earth, we have, like, humid areas, we have desert regions, we have Arctic.
And if Mars had an atmosphere, it would be able to sustain similar biospheres.
Yeah. So then it's believed that it might have had some in the past, because from satellite images... You can see river channels.
Yeah, from what I understand of the NASA data, like places like where the pyramids are would be very arid and dry, and then like south of that would be very like dense with forest, swampy even because of all those lakes down there.
Yeah. But the thing is, the areas that would be swampy are very
condensed.
Yeah,
small.
They're very small, and the rest is pretty desert. So Mars only has two climate regions, according to this study. It's arid and humid, like both of those.
I feel like when you really get down to it, though, that it would be more diverse than that. How you could say we only have like four different types of cold, humid, dry, and super moist.
Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, like right now, we of course see it. And legally distinct Earth, but, you know, if for some reason all of our water disappeared, and then, like, I don't know, thousands of years later, someone was using pictures from space to look at here, they might be like, huh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that looks like a pretty dry planet.
It would only have these kind of... But I feel like, in reality, I bet there was a diversity on the planet.
I bet so. That's my own personal, you know.
I think that AI and student were being too small-minded.
They present the data, and they do what they can. And if people want to...
Interpret it however they want to.
Yeah. In the discussion section, you can kind of explore those things more, being like, so this is what the computer said. But, you know...
Human error or computer error...
Because AI is, I don't know, it's cool. I like it. What is it, machine learning?
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that word earlier. Or the combo of words. That's what my brain does.
It's okay. You're just a Muppet.
Yeah.
I don't expect much out of you two.
I gotta go, I do talks and I have to pretend I'm not a Muppet.
You're a crow.
Yeah.
And you put on that skin for a little bit.
Yeah, and it's so exhausting. I just want to fly and caw. Yeah.
Get fucked in the little crussy.
Crussy?
That's you, John.
The crussy.
You're the crussy.
I'm the crussy? I'm the crow-ussy?
Yeah, you're the crow-ussy.
Only you want to get fucked in the crussy.
Is there anything else interesting about your job that you get to do?
Right now I'm studying drought and, like...
Oh, so no water.
Well, also, yeah, pretty much, like, how bad the drought has an effect on groundwater. And, kind of the more fun thing that I did recently was do, like, smaller case studies. So, before I was kind of doing big areas, like, all of central legally distinct Arizona, but really it's more interesting to look at like city limits
rather than geographical areas.
Yeah. And so like one of the fun things is that Tucson is actually doing really good with regard to drought. Like,
yeah, they do very good with they use their water very carefully. They reuse all their ship water in their parks.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And legally distinct Tucson, where none of us have ever been.
Mm-hmm. No. No, we're in, you know, Death Valley.
Yeah, so. In Nevada, in legally distinct Nevada, and legally distinct Death Valley.
Yeah.
Legally distinct, Amy. I'm going to throw you off the podcast. I'm almost ready to end it with this behavior.
On legally distinct Earth.
Legally distinct Earth, yeah.
Yeah.
We just fly over sometimes and then read on our legally distinct internet.
Yeah, none of the lawyers that exist on regular Earth exist on our Earth, so therefore we cannot be sued.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
We can only be legally distinctly sued.
Yeah.
with legally distinct lawyers.
Yeah, the worst thing that happens is they take our alleged money.
Like the legally distinct vacation police.
Yeah.
No, they're not legally distinct. They're real.
They're just a separate entity.
That enforces vacation laws.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any sponsors?
Did you bring any sponsors, Amy?
The Corvid Society.
The Corvid Society?
Mm-hmm. You can go to Croasy.com today and get your fill of Croasies and
Raven Ussies, Magpie Ussies, even Blue Jay Ussies.
Yeah.
Those Blue Ussies.
Blue
Jussies.
Blue Jussies.
Blue Jussies.
Oh, I like that one the best.
Blue Juicy.
Blue Juicy. Oh, yeah.
Blue Juicy Jussie.
Yeah, Blue Juicy Ussie.
A blue blussy.
Or the
magussies.
Magussies, yeah.
And the ravens, the russies.
Oh, real quick, I want to talk about something.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, John.
We'll round off the episode with this. I learned recently about how Ussie is actually, like, in dictionaries now.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. And what's interesting about it is that when it first started...
It's a suffix, right?
No. Not when it first started. By the rules of linguistics, when it first started, bussy. In the late 90s, in the LGBT community, the word bussy started to gain traction.
Yep.
Or boy pussy. It's a portmanteau of boy and pussy. And then thrussy was also a portmanteau of throat, and then pussy. But then, ever since then, it has changed its function, where before it was a portmanteau.
You forgot about the pussy.
I'm getting to that because that doesn't fall under the what that doesn't
pussy,
fall under
pussy isn't an ussy.
Well, no, it can be. But pussy is not a portmanteau. It is just pussy with ussy as a prefix.
Okay.
Or a suffix, rather.
A suffix, yeah.
And so that's what we have now, where everything becomes an ussy, like a potato ussy or...
A potato,
a donut ussy. It's... Because otherwise, if it was a portmanteau still, it would be like a dussy.
Yeah.
Instead of donut ussy.
Yeah.
But now we use ussy as a suffix. And it's changed its function.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
But it still does serve a very similar like purpose, but its function in the English language has changed.
This is a very academic episode.
Yeah. I know what we're sponsored by.
Yeah?
Academia.
Academacy.
The most toxic, legally distinct environment.
Academia.
We'll call the name
Academacy?
Yeah, Academacy.
Yeah, well, that's what the name of the episode will be. Academia Ussy.
We've had like, how many Ussy episodes now?
So many Ussies.
It's the Ussy show.
I think the first time you were on, it was an Ussy, too. Hydrolacy.
Hydrolacy. Hydrolacy. Hydrolacy.
I get that on my diploma.
Yes.
I want it, like, in parentheses.
No. That'll be the what you get a degree in. You're going to be hydrolacy.
Hydrolacy.
So, of course, this has been the Devil's Advocate's Legally Distinct Pod, Cussy. I'm Jussie.
I'm Dave-ussy.
Dussy.
Yeah, no, we're going to use it. How is the original.
Yeah, the original. Hers is more difficult.
A mussy.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah,
mussy.
Yeah. Yeah, mussy.
I thought about it while
I was going. So I'm Dussy.
I'm Jussie.
Mussy.
Jussie.